Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And I'm Jason Holocron Inman. Welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. It is our Patreon exclusive podcast. But you already know that because you're awesome patrons. And that's the reason why you're listening to this right now. That's all you got. There you go. All right, Ashley, what are we talking about today?
Today we are going to discuss who is the best Darth, who is the best Dark Lord of the Sith.
The best Sith. And we're going to be sticking around to on-screen Sith, correct?
We are, because we didn't talk a lot about them in the history lesson because we're assuming that everyone has already watched.
All right, cool. All right, so go ahead and start us off.
Okay, I think we have to table Darth Vader.
How do you mean?
Because he's obviously one of the greatest villains of all time.
Well, that doesn't enter into my argument whether he's a good villain. My argument is how powerful of a Sith is he?
Okay, all right. You know,
You're saying in terms of popularity.
Sure, yeah.
Let's leave him till last, and then let's go through all the rest of them then.
Okay, well, I guess we can start out with Darth Sidious, a.k.a. Emperor Palpatine.
All right.
What do we think of him as a Darth?
I think he has a terrible Darth name.
Sidious?
Darth Sidious?
It's like Insidious.
It just doesn't sound good to me. When they first said that I remember when I first heard that in episode one, I was like, what? He's the Emperor.
To me, all the on-screen Darths, they have dumb pretend evil names. It's Sidious like Insidious. It's Maul like you're gonna maul someone. It's Tyrannus like tyranny. It's Vader like invader. Like, I get it. They're bad guys.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually like the other Darth names.
Yeah?
I do not. Sidious is the one I don't like.
Interesting.
You know, it's just something about it. It doesn't seem powerful like the other ones do.
But he's kind of this creeping politician, all back alley deals. Like, do you find him at all effective because he manages to hide his persona and he actually manages to get a lot done?
No, my point was about his name specifically.
Okay.
He is an insanely powerful character.
Yeah.
He is a character that you cannot doubt. And especially like his reveal in episode 3 is one of the best parts of the prequel trilogy. Like,
when
he takes on those other Jedi, even though it's kind of silly, like, and there is an argument, and I totally agree with it, that him and Yoda are two Jedi that we should have never seen with lightsabers because they're just so powerful that they don't need it.
I agree completely.
It was the big reveal in Return of the Jedi that he had lightning powers, and you were just like, what the hell is this?
We've never seen any other
never seen this before. Yeah. So he shouldn't need a lightsaber because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have been the same thing with Yoda. It's just like, oh, Yoda can lift an X-Wing? That's insane.
Completely.
You know?
Yeah, he shouldn't need a lightsaber because he's so good with
the Force. He's so good with the Force. And that's the idea that they kind of present in the original trilogy that George Lucas himself forgets in his own prequel trilogy. But it's, I don't know. Like, Sidious is pretty powerful. He's more powerful as the Emperor.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he is, interestingly enough.
He's way scarier in Return of the Jedi than he ever is in Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's pretty powerful in Episode 3.
I will say, though, as a child, mm-hmm. I found him to be the scariest.
Oh, he's easily the scariest.
Visually, I think even more than Darth Maul. Because Darth Maul looks cool.
Yes.
Like, there's an edge to him, but like, it's really kind of like that extreme thing. Like, Sidious to me was always the most frightening looking.
Yes. Well, it's because they built him up over 3 movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Talked about him for 3. You didn't see him till the 3rd movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you saw him as a hologram, but still it was
It was a bad hologram, though.
Well, it was a black and white, and it was still mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when you saw him in Return of the Jedi, they do this interesting thing where, like, Luke thinks he can best him, and at every turn, the Emperor knows exactly what he's going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you're just like, you know, like, there's that one. I only remember that scene where, like, Luke is, like, looking out the window, and he's like, you're thinking of your friends.
Yeah.
And he could, like, you were just like, oh, is he telepathic? What the hell?
Yeah.
How does he, you know, and he's like, I already know about them on the shield generator. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're just like, oh my God, there is no stopping this dude.
All right. So we think he's pretty powerful.
He's pretty damn powerful.
Okay. Well, then let's move on to his 3 shadow hands, as his 3 apprentices are known. How about the one, the only Darth Maul?
Darth Maul, the one with the most wasted potential of all the Star Wars
movies. See, I think Darth Maul, like, yeah, like, he's got that really cool fight, but Darth Maul to me really shines in his animated appearances. He's much scarier and I think much more effective there.
Here's my thing about his animated appearances. I don't like them.
Oh, but the spider legs.
I like him the most with the spider legs. I like him the most in the Clone Wars. But the simple fact that he would survive that kind of moves into fan fiction for me.
It's a stretch.
And the fact that he's still alive.
I don't like him in Rebels.
I don't like him in Rebels at all. And I'm kind of like, why is this character even around?
Well,
it doesn't make
because
sense.
People like him, because little boys like
yes,
him. That's why.
But the simple matter of the fact of Darth Maul is that when those trailers were released, and you
they were great trailers.
Oh, yeah. And you saw Darth Maul in that trailer. He has such an amazing look. He has such an amazing look that he should have been the Sith Lord to make it all the way to the end that Anakin had to kill.
Yeah.
Because he's so amazing. But the fact of the matter is, and I will never understand why George Lucas decided to kill him in episode one. It just doesn't work.
It doesn't.
But I get there's an idea of the cyclical theory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Episode one mirrors Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why Darth Maul had to die, and that's the reason why Qui-Gon had to die as well.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake.
It is true. But if you look at the trilogy that way, like
it's more palatable, yeah.
It does work, but yeah, Darth Maul, so much potential and so wasted. So,
but really not an effective Darth, if you think about it.
Well, I don't know. It's interesting because you have to think about Darth Maul took down Qui-Gon Jinn, and Qui-Gon Jinn is set up in episode one as this pretty powerful Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty strong, and because they say several times in episode one that he should have been a master, but he kept turning it down.
Yeah.
He was so like, oh, I don't need a council.
He liked the action. He liked being out
there. Well, he liked being out there, and he thought he was doing more good being out there, and also he didn't like following the rules. So the interesting thing about it is that Qui-Gon is the Jedi that Luke is the most like.
Yeah.
Is Qui-Gon, because he didn't follow all the rules, and he's what the Jedi should have
been.
But
it's funny because he takes on Obi-Wan Kenobi as an apprentice.
Yes.
And he's not a very good Jedi either. Like, Kenobi purports when he's been, like, follow the rules, do all these things I'm telling you to, but, like, he really laughs in the face of a lot of rules as well and sort of bends them to his will.
He does that because of Qui-Gon.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you have to do is look at Obi-Wan from episode one to episode three, and he's a complete opposite.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, you could say that that's the reason why Anakin falls.
That's true.
Because he doesn't follow enough of the rules. It's interesting because if you look at the Jedi, it's all about balance.
Yes.
Like, they have to stay center in the middle. They have to follow enough rules, yet break rules at the same time, and they have to be right in the middle. And if they flip on either side, they're
useless.
Work.
They're ineffectual.
I don't know. Darth Maul, interesting. He's pretty powerful. I also like the idea of episode one where you think about that the reason why Darth Maul is able to take Qui-Gon is the fact that the Jedi haven't actually physically fought somebody with a lightsaber for like 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's a powerful idea, because I think when you think about the prequel trilogy, you're just like, oh, they're fighting with lightsabers all the damn time. And it's like, no, that's the first lightsaber fight in episode one for 1,000 years.
Yes.
You know, where Jedi weren't fighting each other, it's just sparring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so. where someone's not going to actually kill you.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's move on to the next Darth Tyrannus.
I love that name.
Count Dooku.
Count Dooku's terrible.
He is terrible. I love Christopher Lee. He sucks in this.
He's terrible. The only cool aspect about him is that you find out that he's Qui-Gon's teacher.
Yeah.
But
I mean, he's cool because he's Christopher Lee.
I just don't like him at all.
Not a good Darth.
I don't know. Yeah, just move on.
Well, that brings us to Darth Vader, of course.
Okay, so are we just thinking, do we want to talk about who we think is the best Sith in terms of like power, or do we just want to talk about who we think is like the best character?
We can do both.
Okay. I mean, in terms of power, I think it has to be the Emperor.
Well, he sort of single-handedly takes down the Republic and a lot of the Jedi Order.
But, I'm thinking like Sith powers, like Force powers.
Oh, well, of course. Well,
in terms of political powers, yes, the Emperor is the best.
Yeah.
Like, he's got 2,000 HP on that, on negotiations. But if Darth Vader, if Anakin hadn't lost most of his body, I think he would have took over the Empire. It would have been Emperor Skywalker.
Emperor Vader.
Emperor Vader, yes. I think it would have happened within 2 years.
Really? That quickly, huh?
Yes, because if you ever, like I said, we talked about before, the episode 3 video game, the alternate ending of that, because you play it as Anakin, plays Obi-Wan, the alternate ending is the Emperor shows up and Anakin kills him immediately. And they're like Lord Vader, and he's like Emperor Vader, you know, and you're just like, whoa. But the only reason why Darth is not as powerful as him is because he's mostly machine. But Darth Vader's still pretty powerful, even though he doesn't have much fleshy parts.
Yeah. But I think that maybe makes him more of a threat.
Yes. I don't know. I, you are right. I think you kind of do have to take Vader off the table because, like, Vader is so compelling and he just has such a cool design that
how, I mean, he definitely, like, Darth Maul looks cool, but, like, Vader yes. wins.
How, yeah, how do you, like, how do you not make Vader the best Lord of the Sith ever? Yeah. Every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, because the Emperor is just an old dude in a robe.
He's a scary old dude in a robe, though.
He is, but he's an old dude in a robe.
Yeah. There, I also think it's funny that, like,
Darth
like,
Vader looks like a samurai.
Like, three out of these four Darths are, like, scary old white guys. When you take his helmet off, like, that's what they all are.
That's except true. Darth he's a, Maul. He's a bald white guy.
I think that's super, super funny.
Well, okay, well, let's talk about this. Compare Kylo Ren to them, who is not technically a Sith, but he's basically a Sith. He wants to be a Sith.
Kylo Ren is a terrible Sith.
Okay.
He's maybe in the truest sense of the Sith, he's a good Sith.
Yes.
Because he's self-centered. Uh-huh. But he's not skilled.
No.
And
well, his Jedi training wasn't even complete.
Yeah, but like Rey's got no Jedi training and kicks his ass.
Because she's more in tune with the Force, Ashley.
Right. I understand that that is also a subject of the storyline and we need to move things along. But like, he's crap then if you can be beat by someone who just, I don't care how force-sensitive you are, who just picked up a lightsaber. And then on top of that, no one respects him. No one gives him the time of day, so he's a shit leader on top of it.
Interestingly enough, too, where the First Order is actually believes in the Force. They yeah. use the Force. They believe in the Force, whereas the Empire, even though it was ran by, like, probably the best Sith Lord of all time, was like, fuck the Force.
But I kind of think that was to their advantage. So that way, like, when Vader shows up and Force chokes someone, it's much more compelling because you don't believe it's going to happen.
Yes.
You trick your subjects into complacency.
Let me ask you this. I'm very curious about this.
Okay.
Speculation for future episodes.
Sure.
Do you think we will see Kylo Ren take the Darth title? And will he be Darth Ren or will he be Darth Kylo? Because there is that like rumor that's kind of wrong because like he was part of this group called that was the
Knights of Ren.
The Knights of Ren, which wasn't even explained in the movie at all or even said, which I kind of have umbrage against. Like there's a lot of holes in that movie
there's,
for me.
There's a big fan theory that Sabine is going to be a part of that.
What?
Because her last name is Ren. It's spelled with a W like a bird.
Oh.
But people think that she is going to somehow have a tie to that as well. And
I think that's a stretch.
That makes me icky on the inside.
Okay. Okay. Or do you think he'll keep the Ren part and that we'll meet like his apprentice and the other apprentice will just say it's here
like Obi-Wan Ren
or you know Dominus Ren.
Dominus Ren.
And then Ren, the last name, becomes the Darth.
I'm actually surprised that he hasn't taken on the Darth title for himself.
Since he's so obsessed with Vader.
Right. And it seems like from Sith history, you can just call yourself, you can just declare yourself a Darth and like go with it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that they're trying to do something different with it. Like it's a new brand, it's a new branch, a new development of this religion or this order. Like I don't mind the Ren thing. Mm-hmm. I think it would be more interesting to see him take on an apprentice. I don't think we're going to see that. I think you're going to see he's going to be your Anakin character. He's going to be your character who, instead of having a good character flirt with dark, I think you're going to have a dark character flirt with wanting to be good.
Interesting.
Because Anakin, at his core, wanted to be good. He just kind of sucked at it.
Yeah.
And I think Rey is going to be like the purely good
Jedi. You don't think we'll see Rey turn to the dark side somewhere?
I don't. And that's one of the reasons why I think she's going to be a Kenobi more than a Skywalker.
Interesting. Okay, so, all right, that's interesting. But you don't think we'll see him become Darth Kylo?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I really hope not.
Here's one last question, because I find your... well, I know I've read more of the Star Wars Expanded Universe than you, so yes. I love to hear your outsider theories more so than mine, because sometimes sometimes I get stuck in it, even though a lot of it doesn't exist in canon,
Yeah.
Where I'm like, no, it has to be this way. Like, Luke Skywalker married Mara Jade. That happened. You know, and Han Solo's kids are named Jason and Jaina.
I prescribe to that, yes.
And then their youngest son is Anakin.
Yes.
Anakin Solo, because I love that name. I think that name's awesome. Who do you think Snoke is. The weird master of Kylo Ren, who looks like another old man in a white in a
an
robe.
An old white guy in a robe.
Who is Snoke?
Okay, honestly,
yeah.
I think, how can I get like full on curse?
Well, I said
side?
Fuck already, so fuck.
I think they're fucking with everyone. I don't think he's anyone. I just think he's a baddie.
Okay, so you,
I think they're just doing this. I kind of think the same thing with Rey. I think they're making it mysterious to jerk people around and get people talking about it.
So you don't think Rey's parentage is anything?
I don't. Like,
do you think we're just going to find out that her parents are just Jedi students of Luke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, my preference would be that if we're going to make her a space Kardashian, I'd like her to be a Kenobi.
Okay.
I hate that it's all like nepotism.
It's all connected.
And I think that this would be a perfect opportunity for them to expand beyond that. But yeah, I think they're fucking with us. I think he's just a guy.
And then let me ask you this. Do you think Snoke is a Jedi student of Luke's? Because
he kind of has to be.
Well, here's my big problem.
Yeah.
Okay. If Vader and Palpatine are like the last two Sith, Luke is the last Jedi.
Yeah.
Although there is some in canon book stuff where like the Emperor had sent people like way outside the Outer Rim and they apparently had studied the Dark Force, and which I think is a terrible retcon.
Yeah.
Because also Snoke seems old. So it's like, okay, so like here's the thing. I think Snoke being a Jedi student of Luke is a terrible choice. But I also think that Snoke just being like some random dude that we've never met before is a terrible choice.
But can I tell you, if I have to think about a Star Wars character who would be older than Luke,
Plagueis,
who could be still alive because either they're an alien or they're really good with the Force, who would hate Luke because maybe they misunderstood what he did to Anakin, like the best person would be like Ahsoka.
Weird.
And then, like, maybe Torugrudas turn all funny looking when they get old.
Okay.
But
and
I
become
think,
men.
Right. I don't know. But you don't know if he's a man.
Well, he's kind of manly.
But I mean, but it's an alien. Like, doesn't mean aliens have the same gender markers or anything.
I'm assuming he's a human.
Right.
But you are right.
My number one favorite fan theory is that it's Jar Jar. I know it's never going to be, but like that'd be fantastic.
Let me ask you this final question, but let's end on this. If they reveal that Snoke is somehow a resurrected Palpatine, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm never going to go see another Star Wars movie.
You're done.
I think that's such horseshit. I think that's so cheap.
I hate that. That is a story trope. In the old Star Wars expanded universe.
There's people who think it's Vader. Because they think it looks like Vader like with the helmet off.
With his helmet off. Yeah, it's terrible.
No,
You're done. I'm done with Star Wars.
I mean, I really think that Star Wars needs to grow beyond the original trilogy, which we didn't do with the second trilogy. And if we're just going to keep tying back into those original stories, like I just go watch those over and over again. I don't need it. I really don't want it to be Palpatine.
Because you're one of these things where just like, well, if the cartoons are expanding this universe way better than the movies, then I'll just go watch the cartoons.
Right, exactly. And I think Rebels is really doing that in an interesting way.
Yeah, especially with that new like Force monster guy that's like that's voiced by the Fourth Doctor.
Tom Baker, Bashir,
something with a B.
It is a B. Yeah,
and it's also that something with a B. It's time to go bye bye. So thank you so much for your support on Patreon, guys. We're in the holiday season. We love you all. Have a good holidays. Whether you're Sith or Jedi, we can all have good holidays.
Yes.
I'm Jason Niman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye bye.